RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live here. Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. Good morning here on a Saturday. It is not golf weather outside, we are going to be in the perfect place for a spot to play golf here today. We're in Niagara Falls at the new Lynx Golf and Tap, and we're excited to be here over the course of the next hour on WGR. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're back together. We're excited for that. Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, first time we've all been together here in 2022, our new season. So nice to see. I've seen Jeff in person. This is the first time I've seen Brian in person in 2022.
I know.
You look like Brian from 2021, which is a good thing.
That's so good.
Good to see you.
At least you didn't say I have added 10 pounds or something like that. So that's
no, good. I've been 5 or 6 weeks in the road. I've added 10 pounds for sure.
Yeah, it was a chilly one here, but we're up in Niagara Falls today. And Jeff, we're in a great spot. You and I came up and visited the Lynx Golf and Tap about a month or so ago, and we're excited to be here today. It's a cool new spot.
It is a cool new spot, and what I like is the TrackMan, because I'm a golf nut, and you get some real nice data. And he's got beautiful wide bays here, so there's tons of room to hit. It's a good place to hit golf balls, that's for sure.
Well, it's done well. I mean, it really just from in everything from the branding, the logos, the spacing of it. This is like if you had to do this in your basement, right? Like, and I know a couple of buddies who've got, simulators, they don't have TrackMan, but in their garage and their setups. And like, no, this is how you want to do it. There's, oh, I mean, everything here is top notch.
Yeah, and it's really nice. And like I say, if you're a golf nut, you want that TrackMan because you want to get all the data that the TrackMan can provide.
Well, yeah, and we'll hear more about that when we talk to Nick. But before we get to him, just real quick, Players Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not much work's getting done Monday for golf fans. And maybe Tuesday morning. I mean, just saying, the forecast is not great in Ponte Vedra Beach.
And you were saying, Kev, that might be the only event on the PGA Tour where they... Can you explain that again?
From what I understand, and this was tweeted out, and so I was reading that they... might have been somebody from Golf Channel, whatever. They were tweeting out the bylaws, right, on tournaments. And so most PGA Tour tournaments, if they're not done by Monday, right, you got to understand most players... Personnel, they've got to move on to the next tournament, right? You know, get pro-ams in, practice rounds, and just logistic stuff to the next week. Now, most tournaments, if they're not completed by Monday, they can revert back to the where over 50% of the field has completed a round. Right, that's important. Over 50% of the field's completed a round, so they could revert back to the third round if the fourth round, if over 50% has not completed the fourth round. So they'll go back to, but they do not do that at the Players. And understandably, I mean, it's the unofficial fifth major. It's the largest purse in golf right now, $20 million. You know,
it's huge.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a couple back from the lead, like you want to finish, right? You want a chance to win that. And it's a legacy thing, too, to win the Players' Championship. So, I mean, theoretically, they can go to Wednesday, you know, if need be. I'm just saying. So
next week's Valspar tournament's not excited about that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
But the PGA Tour, no, this is their premier event. So
if you're an alternate for the Valspar, I like your chances of playing.
I do too.
Next week, so
start packing your bag.
Absolutely, yes. I think that's certainly possible.
That's right. All right, so we're here at the Lynx Golf and Tab, and we're pleased to be joined by the owner, Nick Lotempio. And he's kind enough to wake up early to let us in here. Nick, good morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys coming down. I'm excited to be on.
Yeah. So tell us about the idea to start this up. This is a really cool spot. I just tweeted out some pictures if you want to see it at Brian WGR. But simulators, got the bar, got the pool table, some hangout areas, TVs. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So, you know, this has always been an idea of mine to do. Just... a matter of really pulling the trigger, and this past summer really is when we decided, hey, you know, I think this is a good opportunity, good time to do it. So we pulled the trigger. Things have been great since we opened. We opened in December, and we're pretty much, since we opened the doors, we've had a really good steady flow of traffic. Obviously Jeff mentioned the TrackMans. That's a huge part of our marketing and huge part of our draw here, right? We really like to promote the TrackMans. And, you know, when I was forming this idea, I didn't even think twice about other simulators. I knew I wanted a TrackMan right away. I mean, everybody that comes in here, they rave about them. And anybody that is a golf nut obviously loves the TrackMan, but anybody that is really just getting into the game really can benefit from using the TrackMans, and they're hooked as soon as they start hitting on them.
And you have a bunch of experience in golf. You've been playing a while, right?
Yeah. So I was a big hockey guy my whole life. You know, I played pretty much since I was a kid. Hockey was my life. Ran into some concussion problems, and I had to really stop playing. And then I just kind of drew to the game of golf more, and I just fell in love with it. I mean, I was playing 5, 6, 7 days a week when I can. Now, you know, me and my wife, we just had our first baby, so I can't do that probably
Congrats.
Anymore. But I'm taking advantage of getting on the simulators as much as I can. But, yeah, so, you know, I really fell in love with the game even more probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, this one, the idea really grew. And it's been good so far.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your first child.
Appreciate it.
And it also explains now why you're coming to work earlier, right?
Yeah, right.
No, not for the baby, but to play golf, right?
Yeah, you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
right?
you got to make sure everything's working there. With TrackMan and everything you did here, you mentioned the summer the idea came. There's been supply issues everywhere. So, and I'm looking, like, everything here is extremely well done, top notch. How long did it take? Like, were you sweating? Someone was like, come on, this has got to come in so I can open up in the winter.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. I mean, I wanted to open November 1st. And about mid-October, I'm like, yeah, there's no chance. Like, you know, we were, this space was completely empty. So everything you see here, we built from scratch. We started September 1, and we were open by December 7th. So, I mean, my guys really moved, and we really, you know, they probably hate me now because I really was putting a lot of pressure on them to open. But yeah, I was running into a lot of like, you know, supply and demand issues.
Sure.
You know, there was some, like, I had some other couches in here that, they were temporary, and, you know, just like, it was tough to get stuff in, some of the golf stuff too, but, you know, we're good. I got everything I need right now. So
not everybody notices floor tile. I noticed the floor tile. This stuff is, it looks great. It's not cheap. I could tell you that. And the reason I know that is because when I worked for the Sabres, we put this all in the arena, and I saw what went into it, and it's great stuff.
Yeah, so a little backstory behind that. I didn't pick that. My family owns this building, and we had a full pallet of this sitting in the basement. So instead of spending money on, like, another new floor, I asked my father-in-law if I can just steal the rest of the carpet.
Well, good choice.
So
good choice in doing that. It's good stuff.
All right, let's talk about the simulators. Nick Lotempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap here in Niagara Falls. I should let you know where we are, actually, in Niagara Falls, because, you know, it's a bigger spot. So
people are going to want to come, for
we're
sure.
In the big glass, what do we call it?
It's the One Niagara Building.
The One Niagara Building, right next to the Rainbow Bridge.
Yep.
So
directly.
You're right there. You can't miss it. It's
When you told me the glass building, I'm like, I know where it is.
The big glass building right before the bridge. You can't miss it there.
Yeah, it's 9 floors. You know, generally, this is a tourist building. There's a lot of, like, vendors, and there's a food court downstairs. It gets very busy in the summers. The whole idea was, you know, to get something in here that can be like a full-time around business. Like, in past winters, this place was pretty much like dark, right? But now, I mean, every day where the lights are on, and, you know, there's tons of locals up here golfing. I mean, we've been sold out almost every weekend since beginning of February now that we're rolling. So it's been good.
The simulators themselves, I know when Jeff and I came to visit you a month or so ago, as soon as he walked in, Jeff's like, ooh, he's got TrackMan. That's great. So how about the simulators themselves? What sort of offerings do you have here?
Explain what the Track. First of all, TrackMan
first.
That measures ball flight, ball speed, all the stats, your distance, side spin, all those things you do with a fitting, for example. And then that couples with the simulator for the courses. And I think so there's a differentiation there on what TrackMan does and then what the simulator courses are.
True. Well, they use the same technology to play the golf course.
Yes.
But the TrackMan's the epitome, the top brand.
Yeah, this is, listen, TrackMan's what they use. We use it on PGA Tour Live on every shot. Every camera has a TrackMan affixed to the top of it now. And that's it. It's the gold standard, TrackMan is.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like you were saying, you know, you can do pretty much anything you want on these as far as golf. I mean, you want to come in and just hop on the range. The range is a really cool feature. It measures literally everything. I mean, there's still parameters on there that I don't even know what they mean. So I'm hoping to get TrackMan in here to give me a little bit more knowledge on that. But, like, you could. There's cameras, right? There's built-in cameras. So you hit a shot that records your swing, records your swing path, and then you can pull up, you know, they have TrackMan athletes on here. So, like, they got Rory, Morikawa, Rahm. I mean, there's a whole handful of guys. So, say you're hitting your driver, you hit a shot with your driver, then there's a feature you pull up, you can pull up Rory's swing, and then you pull it side by side, you compare it, you can see, you know, the swing path of Rory compared to yours, and it'll tell you the adjustments you need to make. Obviously,
spoiler alert.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Right. It's not going to look as good as Rory's.
No, it's not. It's not.
Choose somebody else, like Craig Stadler. Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I say Rory because I'm a huge
Craig
Rory guy.
Stadler.
Yeah, they've great pull on that one, Jeff.
It's the same qualities as a Pruder film, Craig Stadler's swing.
Right, but you know that's it's just it can get really in depth and in details, and then you can print out a report at the end of your session, and it tells you everything that you've done, your improvements that you need to make. So, like, if you're a PGA pro and you're giving out lessons, I mean, you could really dive in to the details and really get in depth with your client that you're training.
Yeah, the reason I like TrackMan is when you're teaching, when you're giving lessons, what you always want is accurate, reliable feedback. And that's exactly what you get from something like a TrackMan. It's as accurate and reliable as
you
get.
Yeah, the ARF. You want the ARF.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm going to steal that. ARF.
The size of these simulators are great. Yep. I know that how wide they are. I mean, so if you come up here as a foursome, Nick, I think you know you're going to have some comfort and some space and a nice spot to hang out.
Yeah, for sure. I purposely did that, right? I mean, I could have probably, so I have three right now. I could have probably jammed in four and done like 12-foot wide bays, but I have 18-foot wide bays with three. It just, you know, if it looks better, it feels better. Everybody that comes in, it's like, you know, they're like, hey, I'm worried that I'm always like, I feel like I'm claustrophobic when I'm hitting in a simulator. I feel like I'm going to hit the wall. You know, I'm always thinking that I can't really get my true swing indoors. And when they come in here, they're like, you know, I'm not even thinking about it. You know, they can get their full swing. They're not thinking about hitting anything. You know, there's really a lot of good space.
All right. So how can people sign up to be on the simulators?
Yeah. So we have a website, which is thelinksgolfandtap.com. You know, as soon as you hop on there, you click book now, and it's broken up into, you know, 1 hour time slots. You know, just like regular golf course, right? If you want to book a tee time, it's all the same. And then, you know, you can call and see what our availability is. I will say that right now, if you want to get in here, at least on the weekends, you probably need to look at least an hour, I mean, a week or two out. We're filling up pretty fast. And to play into that, you know, like I said, I have three simulators. We are putting in three more, so I will say that. I can say that publicly right now.
Well, you just did. You're committed now. Yes. I mean,
so next, we're working on the plans right now. So by next, hopefully by next fall, once the weather gets crappy out, we'll have three more in here.
Nick, and I'm staring at a beautiful bar area, TVs and stuff like that. So you've got a restaurant and food and beverage offerings.
By the way,
too.
Brian always stares at the bar during every show we do.
That's correct.
He wants to know when notice, can we start pouring.
Do you notice I always face my chair, so
I
I'm
do.
Looking at it?
I did notice.
I know.
Yeah, so the bar is a really cool feature. I mean, we get people just coming in here to just hang out at the bar and eat some food. We did just hire a new chef. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Griffin.
Yes.
They have a bunch of locations. Yep. So we just got a chef that's coming that just started last week from the Griffin. We're actually rolling out our new food menu today. So we're going to be pushing out a lot of good quality food here. So that's just another draw, another feature that I think that will do well. So, yeah, I mean.
This is why we're up here, the three of us. We're going to sample for you today.
Yeah. I noticed by the way, the Michelob Ultra PGA Tour sign. Michelob Ultra, a big sponsor here of Tee to Green. And
nice.
That would look great in my home studio. Anyhow, I'll have to talk to our friends at
Michelob. I got that for free.
Hoping I get mine, too, for free. Anyway, no. It actually is just part of, you know, the whole
the vibe in here.
Yeah,
nice.
The vibe. Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, you know, that was a huge, like, I wanted to bring something down here that, like, I just wanted to, like change, like, I wanted to do something to change, like, the golf culture around here, make it fun, and, like, obviously, golf is really boomed since COVID, and like you look in other cities, there's a ton of these kind of business models popping up everywhere. It's just like a cool place to come, it's a hangout. It's very unique, and you know, it's been well. I mean, I honestly couldn't be happier.
I'm gonna say this: if you've ever been to a Topgolf, this has that same vibe in here as a Topgolf.
Yeah, we did it right, right? You said it.
Yes,
you know,
you
I
did.
Really wanted to make sure when you walk in here, we're like, wow, this place is awesome. It's relaxing. I got cool couches. You know, you can just come in and just feel very comfortable, you know, and just have a good time. And it's good.
How about a business or a corporate outing? Are you open for things like that?
Oh, yeah, we've already done them.
Okay, you already have done them.
We've already done them. We just had a big event here last night. Probably, I want to say we had almost over 100 people in here last night. We've had the Niagara Falls Police Union. We had an event here probably about a month ago now.
Couldn't say no to that event.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. I know a lot of these guys. So.
Part of a plea bargain, maybe?
No. Oh, God, come on.
Oh, Jeff. Jeez.
I had to make sure I gave him a deal, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm getting a lot of inquiries about that. A lot of, like, we do, like, team building events, stuff like that for, like, you know, businesses, corporations around here that want to bring their teams in, you know. A lot of lunch type stuff. You know, we open early now during the week. We used to open.
Clearly, you open for us at 6.
Yeah, this is the one. This is a one-time thing.
All right.
So we used to open at 4 during the week. About a month ago, we changed our hours to 1 o'clock just because I thought the business and the people wanted to get in here. So we're seeing a lot of people that, you know, just are on break from work and they want to come hit a few balls and
sure
eat some lunch.
Do they have to bring clubs? Do you have clubs here? Do they
I
have
do.
To bring them?
I okay. Do. So yeah, I have a good few question, I have some TaylorMade you know, irons and drivers, just stock that you can come and if you need clubs, I got them.
That's so great. I think you're a Niagara Wheatfield guy, right?
I am, yes.
Yes. And so you've
Go
said,
Falcons, right? Yeah.
Yes.
That's yep. right. Good call on that, Kev.
2010 graduated. It's been, time's flying.
It is. It goes quick, doesn't it?
Yes.
I feel like, I'm like, yeah, I wasn't in high school that long. And I'm like, oh, yes, yep. I have.
It's I only remember time. I only remember the nickname because way back when we were in high school, Frank Pavicic. That name? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Huge athlete.
So
yes, he was,
when I was
he
in
was
Lancaster,
like led Western New York in sacks, yes, as like a 180-pound kid.
I remember playing awesome. Wheatfield, and he was like double the size of me.
Pavicic. So you played against Pavicic?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I watched him play while I was on the sidelines for Lancaster.
But no, great baseball player too.
He was super. I think he was like player of the year 2 years in a row or something like that.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
He was very good. But so I mean, obviously you've been around Niagara County and everything like that. The indoor golf scene, like this is unique.
Yeah.
So I think I mean that's probably a thing. I'm sure you've got a local pride about bringing something here to Niagara County and Niagara Falls.
Definitely. You know, that was a thing. You know, there's a couple other places. You know, Buffalo Orchard Park. You know, you got the Golf Dome in Tonawanda, but there was nothing like in Niagara County. You know, in the winter, right? It's sometimes driving conditions can be, you know, not ideal, and people don't want to drive 25, 30 minutes. You know, so I've gotten a lot of good reception. People are like, "Man, we needed this up here," but to that, I'm getting people from everywhere. You know, when I'm here, I just like to ask, you know, because we're such a new business. I'm like, hey, how'd you find out about us? Where are you from? People are from Clarence, Amherst, you know, all over the place. So it's nice. You know, they're not just from the Niagara County area. You know, people are seeing what this place looks like. We do a really heavy push on social media, and I think people just are drawn to it just by what we've done here.
Well, we said we're in the one Niagara building.
Yep, yep.
So you come in, it's on the second floor. Let everybody know, right? You got to come up the elevators.
It's right next to the Hard Rock.
Yes.
The building right next to the Hard Rock. Yeah. Everybody knows the Hard Rock.
That's
in
right.
The Falls. Come on. Did you come to Battle the Bands once in your life, Brian? Right next to the
I
Hard
know,
Rock.
I know, right next there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, you could get confused by, you know, we're not a standalone building, right? So we're in the one Niagara building. We're having signs that are getting put up on the building hopefully shortly here. So you walk right in. You cannot miss us as soon as you walk in. There's big glass windows. You see some LED lights and a big sign. You take the elevator right up to the second floor. You can't miss it. And then once you walk in here, you're gonna be blown away, especially if you're, you know, a huge golfer.
I agree. I know the TVs will have the players on later today. Let's hope they play.
Yeah,
got a quick thought on that and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there hasn't been much, right? I was looking forward to it. I had like a... We sent out today like a watch. We were going to do a watch party and specials on, you know, at the bar, and I'm hoping that'll actually happen.
We'll see. They'll play this afternoon.
Yeah. You know, I'm a huge Rory guy. I saw, I think it was maybe Thursday, the last like 4 or 5 years, he's strokes gained off the tee. He's like number one. So I thought he was a huge favorite. But that Scotty Scheffler has been phenomenal too.
He's hot right now, so...
Kev, Rory, every time I hear him speak, and I know obviously with your work now that you're doing with PGA Tour Live and PGA Tour Radio, like you get to talk with him, but just every time I hear him speak, I'm like more and more, I'm like, how can you not root for Rory McIlroy? Like, he's so well-spoken, but I love how he thinks. For you and I that have been interviewing athletes all of our lives, how often is the interview just stale and dry and you get nothing out of it? I feel like every time I hear an interview with McIlroy, I'm like, it's so insightful. It makes me want to root for him more.
He's the anti-Jack Eichel when it comes to, I just thought I'd throw in some recent events there with it. He is, what you see is what you get. Like, he comes across as genuine. He is genuine. What you see on the mic is what you get off the mic with Rory McIlroy. I'm here to tell you that 100%. He is as genuine and nice of a superstar in the world of sports that you're going to find.
And he married a girl from Rochester.
Married a Rochester gal. I'll give you a quick example. So 2 years ago, when his daughter was born, he missed his media obligation with pro-am partners. We were, at the time, we were doing Zoom chats instead of pro-ams, and I was doing a lot of those actually from my home studio, and we connect with the guys who would be in the group. And for the tour championship, it was companies, Coca-Cola and Southern Company, the major sponsors. Rory couldn't, obviously, witness the birth of his child, but end up showing up for his tea time Thursday morning. In November, so a couple months later, I get an email from the coordinator says, hey, Rory is making himself available to, you know, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, sure. So it was an hour on a Thursday. It was going to be the first half hour with Coca-Cola and the second half hour with Southern Company. And so I would always connect like 20 minutes early, make sure everything is technically sound. And the player would usually come on like 2 minutes before. Rory gets on there 15 minutes ago. They're like, Rory, you don't need to be on yet. He's like, that's all right. I'll just talk to Kev for a while. So we chatted for 13 minutes straight about Rochester, about fatherhood, all these things. Who does that? Nobody of his level does that. And it's not really a knock on the other guys. It's more to just say, like, that's how he is. And we just had this amazing conversation, like a normal conversation you'd have with a buddy, a friend, an acquaintance. And that's how he is. And then for further evidence of that, the PGA Tour put out, there's a young man who loves golf. He's got a developmental disability. He's in a wheelchair. His dad was there with him on the practice round at the Players this week. And Rory comes over and says hello to him. And they have other players come through and sign. And Rory's getting players to come sign the flag for him. And, like, Rory's there the whole time, talking to the kid, talking to the dad. Like, that's Rory McIlroy. He's a genuine individual. There's no phoniness about Rory.
Good. That's good to hear. I find him likable. I know ever since even our conversation with Rory, I'm like, yeah, I agree with Nick. Like, Rory's just he's a guy you want to root for sure.
Yeah, now I see him, though, he's getting, like, criticized for being too open. Like, I hear some people saying, you know, he's too open, maybe he needs to, you know, dial it back. But it's like, that's just how he is. And, you know, he's a huge ambassador for golf. I mean, this guy's investing a ton of money into all these companies. And, like, I think he's a...
Once he said, I'm with the PGA Tour, that's when I knew, these rival leagues, you can start up, but you're going to be the USFL and what XFL to the NFL. Right. You can exist, but you don't have Rory McIlroy. And then John Rahm, forget about it.
Yep, I agree. Well, Nick, the place is great. We're so excited to be up here. Thanks again. Linksgolfandtap.com.
Yep.
And enjoy your day up here. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for coming.
All right. Nicola Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap, with us here. Before we go to break, we were just mentioning the Players' Championship. Let's get in that PGA Tour leaderboard now, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft and by Puma Golf. And our Puma Golf shoes are...
What? You haven't even sent... You got to send me...
You're
getting nothing, and you'll like it.
I got to send it to you. I got to pick out some shoes. I'm excited to get those shoes. Tommy Fleetwood and Tom Hoagie are tied for the lead. They've finished their first round. Some players have actually finished their first round, yes.
Have you seen Tommy Fleetwood, by the way?
Is the hair looking good?
He shaved his beard.
What? Oh, I got it.
He shaved his entire beard off.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. He played Arnold Palmer without the beard. You won't even recognize him. Looks like a completely different person.
Bryce Garnett.
You know why he did?
Why?
But real quick, he got angry. So, and he goes, I was just hating things. I was either going to snap clubs or shave my beard. So I decided to shave my beard.
He definitely looks different.
I think he should have snapped the clubs.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to grow that beard back. Yeah.
So Fleetwood 6-under, Hoagie 6-under. They've finished. Garnett is on he's through 13. He's 6-under as well. A host of players that are at 5-under, including Daniel Berger. 4-under par, Kisner, Anser, DJ, Scheffler. Varner had a great round going and then blew up on the 17th hole with a triple bogey. He's at 3-under along with Rahm, Oosthuizen, Cameron Smith, and Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, and Schauffele. So a lot of big names are out there. And, of course, they're hoping to maybe start up at 12. We'll see if we get any updates over the course of the hour here that we're on. We'll let you know.
No surprise on Hoagie, by the way. Shot 8 over first round the Arnold Palmer and finished, I think, top 20? Think about that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's a hard course, too.
Yeah. Yes. Some
go deep like that after that start. That's impressive.
8 over, like he's staring at the weekend off.
Makes you like to hear those stories, though.
Yes.
Yeah, grind it out. Never quit.
So if we get any weather updates, we'll let you know here. take a timeout from the Lynx Golf and Tap. We're at the beautiful new indoor facility here in Niagara Falls. Again, thanks to Nick Lotempio, the owner, for joining us during this segment here. If you missed it, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section. We'll tweet it out as well later this morning. Okay, when we come back, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. A little bit more on the Players Championship as we roll on here with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you waking up with us here on a Saturday on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
7:33 back here on Tee to Green. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap, the beautiful new indoor facility here in Niagara Falls in the One Niagara building. And we want to thank owner Nick Lotempio for joining us last segment. Again, you can check out their website, Lynx Golf, thelynxgolfandtap.com. And our tip of the week, you heard it there, West New York PGA tip of the week. Let's talk about practicing indoors, Jeff. I know maybe... we're getting close to playing outside, but ranges aren't going to be open immediately because it's still going to be a little wet and everything. So what if you're coming to a place like here at the Lynx Golf and Tap? You want to get yourself ready for the golf season. What are some indoor things you can do to practice correctly?
Well, I think, first of all, TrackMan makes it an excellent practice tool because you do get all that feedback, your path. What you perceive you're doing is not always what you're actually doing in your golf swing, and that's what's nice about this. One of the things I like to tell golfers is, you know, if you hit a hook, that's great. If you hit a fade, that's great. Well, if you're hitting a hook, make sure you start it right of center. If you're hitting a fade, make sure you start it left of center. So one of the things I'd like to do is if you're trying to shape shots or do something indoors is the middle of the screen. Like you pick a target, you're on the range or whatever. Make sure you're hitting your draw, and when it impacts that screen, it's on the right-hand side if you're hitting a draw. Shots that go left to left are typically bad. Shots that go right to right are typically bad. So, you know, a hook's okay as long as you get the ball started right. And the other thing is you're hitting, you are getting numbers. So if you actually want to try something, or if you're, this is a great time of year to try to increase your speed. You know, we're all looking for more and more speed in our golf swing. And this is a good chance to actually see if you are creating more speed. If you come back week after week or time after time, you can start to see the progression of your clubhead speed, of your impact, of your path. You know, TrackMan will show you a visual of what your path looked like into the golf ball. And so you feel like you're coming inside or whatever you think you're doing, and you look at the data, well, I actually aren't. So that's what's nice about it. I'd like to be very disciplined when I'm in the simulators also. So you don't want to be haphazard. You don't want to just get up and whack shot after shot. Every shot should have a purpose when you're practicing. So even things like going through your routine or playing around on the, you know, the simulator round on the golf course,
sure,
and go through your routine and do everything you do when you were playing.
So you're going to get, the TrackMan's going to give you the term that we have just copyrighted on this show.
Right.
I love that term.
ARF. You're ARF. Getting the ARF, the accurate, reliable
feedback.
ARF. You're getting ARF. Yeah, what's your ARF?
Would you get you on your ARF, dude? Yeah.
my ARF number is 7. Yeah. That's the accurate, reliable feedback.
Yeah, and they do have these tests and these games on the track, man, that you can compete with, too. So, you know, there's target scores and numbers, and there's just so much inside that software that makes your practice more productive. And if you're going to practice, do it smartly. Don't be haphazard about it.
We are going to allow TrackMan, for a fee, to use that term.
Yeah, it's going to be a big fee.
A big fee.
The TrackMan 4.2.
Do you have ARF?
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
It's stupid. Because it's great. Yeah. That's why it's funny. It's so brilliant.
It sounds really weird, but it works. Yeah. It does.
But it is a tremendously productive way to practice and hit balls if you're serious about your game. You can really learn a lot. And if you're working with a PGA professional to get better at your game, this is how you can tell things are changing or you've mm-hmm. affected your swing.
Yeah, that's one thing I feel like I have to be a more disciplined person on. Sometimes when I'm in a place like this of just that overswing, I don't know if the scramble swing is the right way to describe it, but I think sometimes maybe I'm not.
Well, you've seen the numbers,
focused.
Right?
Yeah. And you want to see, like, hey, how can I? Yeah.
That's the DeChambeau factor.
Correct.
Right?
And the thing I see people do is they just rifle ball after ball after ball after ball. You know, take a little bit of time in between.
That's true.
And do drills. You know, I always say, people, I give so many lessons, and you give a guy a drill, and he does it twice, and then he starts saying, no, you want to do that drill 20, 30, 40 times, then hit a shot. You know, in between, do the drill. So it just try to use your time more productively. I think the difference between really good players and pretty good players is often how they practice and how they prepare for a game. You're at tour events. Watch how diligent tour players are, even about the littlest things like their alignment or their ball position. Very seldom will you see a tour player without some kind of alignment aid or knowing where he's aimed at every point in his swing.
Most of them have TrackMan.
Yep.
Like that they'll carry with them to bring on the range. You look on the putting, watch PGA Tour Live, the feed there, and sometimes we'll go to the practice screen and look at players in their warm-ups, and they all have different aids, alignment aids, what have you. Matter of fact, at the Arnold Palmer.
Accurate, reliable feedback.
Yeah, they want the ARF. Matthew Fitzpatrick had, and it's the first time I've seen this, it looked like a big cowbell hanging on his neck. Like around there, and it was a softball, and it was to keep his, you know, he put it between his elbows on his swing.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
that. And then you look at Brant Snedeker and old school, the old golf glove underneath the armpit.
Yeah. There's a lot of drills. That's why drills are so important. And that, you know, I always love going to the tour events and just sitting on the range and watching these guys work on their craft. And everybody thinks there's some secret move to what they're doing half the time. It's most of the time they're working on their fundamentals. They're checking their ball position. You have to stay on top of those things, or that's when flaws start to creep into your game.
And a lot of them do it after the round.
Right. That's like the best time to practice.
If you think you're good, and like if you have a kid who's an aspiring professional, how often does he hit balls after the round?
Well, before the round, it's supposed to be a warm-up. That's not
correct. I mean,
you're just getting your body ready to compete that day.
You're not making swing changes before a round.
No.
Or you shouldn't be.
No, you might be looking for a feel or searching for something with a certain shot, but you want to just get your body warm. And then the best time to practice is after your round, so you can correct any errors or things you might have develop.
And then the other thing is, if you're spending all your time at the range and not over there at the chipping and putting green, you're misspending your time.
And not everybody's a range rat. Some guys are better players when they play more. Some people want to hit balls all day. Some guys would rather play 36 holes. I was more in the hybrid category. I'd like to play a lot, but and hit a few balls on an off.
When John Rahm practice, he likes to play. Rather than just beat balls at the range.
And I think there's, and some people are that way.
Koepka said that's the same way, right? He doesn't like to be on the range for hours and hours. Yeah. And there's some guys, we know DeChambeau.
But he will be on the range after a round, grinding it out and working on stuff he needs to get better at. That's for sure.
I think one thing, too, that probably a lot of amateur golfers don't have is even a plan when they go to practice. Like, if they were coming here to hit balls here at the Lynx Golf and Tap and wanting to use it as a legitimate, like, improvement session, like, what sort of plan should they have coming in, Jeff?
Well, first is get a cocktail.
That's true.
Sorry. Might violate his liquor license right now, but yeah.
Not now.
But what I do, I think he should have daily goals. So, you know, if you're going to the range, I always tried to set goals for that day. You know, I was going to do this many drill swings. I was going to do work on this drill. Today was going to be wedge play. You know, like Monday, Wednesday, Fridays was wedge play and chipping. And Tuesday, Thursday might be, you know, longer. But you always try to go into your practice session with a certain goal or a certain object in mind. And like Nicholas, once you've achieved that goal, you know, you can step away from the range. You don't sit there and just mindless hit ball or go to another goal or work on another shot.
Jeff, what do you recommend for, you know, someone like me? I've not swung a club, believe it or not, since October.
He says it with a semi-straight face.
Yeah. I have not. Yeah. I've chipped and putted, you know, at home on my green from Custom Turf. Yes, that is a plan plug.
Good people there.
It's great people, but I haven't fully swung a club just out of, you know, I just haven't.
Yeah, I would, you know, obviously you'd want to get loose and start off easy. One thing, like, you're a right-handed golfer, make sure in between you take a break and make some left-handed swings, especially your first couple times out. Just take some, you know, put two clubs together, make some left-handed swings just to get the body working in the opposite direction too. Because if you go out and just start swatting, you'll be sore the first time you hit. But yeah, make sure, you know, you're kind of easing into it and set your expectations maybe a little bit lower. And that's usually when we play good, right? The first round of the year when we step out, we have no expectations. We just go out and play for fun. And we play well. But, yeah, make sure you just take care of your body. And, you know, you don't want to tweak something early in the year and have it linger for a while. So, you know, a few stretches, warm up slowly. And I do like opposite swings a lot.
Yeah. All the guys at Lancaster Country Club right now listening, it's like, oh, I can't wait to get out there and bet him then if he hasn't swung a club. We'll be there next week, right?
That's where we'll be next week, Lancaster Country Club.
Sweet.
Very good.
Are you still on the handicap committee?
No. That was
it's only an hour show, Jeff.
That was 1 year, and let me tell you.
That's a fun job.
Oh, no, it is not. Horrible job.
I digress.
Yeah, so
a necessary job, but not a great one.
So, obviously, we're going to hopefully get to see some golf today at the Players' Championship. Jeff, you've played Sawgrass.
I have.
Take us through a bonus tip of the week here. Playing a hole like 17, not to say that there's the exact hole here in Western New York, but there are holes where there's water, there are holes where there's hazards, there are holes where mentally and visually it can be intimidating. What should be some of the thought process you have on the tee? How did you play 17 when you got there?
I actually mentioned this last week on the show. I hit it close to like 6 feet and missed it, but that's okay. I hit the green.
That's a less than 50% putt, by the way, on the tour.
Yeah, that's right. Six feet is where.
So don't feel so bad.
Exactly. Yeah, and one of the guys in our group, Tim Faulkner, struggled a little bit when we played that hole. It's a difficult hole for an amateur, but for a tour player, that's a simple wedge on a normal day. If all that stuff's not going on around you with the people, with the tournament on the line, with every camera in the world and everybody rooting for you, those guys are hit. I don't think it's any problem at all. It's 135 yards or so. It's not that long. So they're hitting wedges. Now, spin control when it's soft like this might be hard
to Varner on day one. He was winning. He was at 7 under.
Yeah.
And he hit the middle of the green, but it spun back.
Well, there's a slope there that speeds up.
Yeah, and I saw in his group. And again, everybody obviously has their own distances, but he hit wedge and took a full swing. I think it was whoever was commentating at the time. I can't remember, but it said that when it's softer like this, he goes, it's better to maybe take a little more to have less spin. And he said Varner took a full wedge. It hit the dead center of the green. He goes, it was a great shot, but it spun off. And then the next two guys, I believe they said hit nines.
Just chipped it.
And it was like the three-quarter nine but you could see there was way less spin.
That's why I firmly believe if you have honors going to a par three, you should be able to defer conditions to see what the competitors, if you allegedly have the advantage, right? Having the honors is an advantage. It's not an advantage on par threes like that or in windy conditions.
Is it supposed to be an
advantage? I don't think
it's... Is having the honors supposed to be an advantage?
In match play, I believe it. Yeah. It's supposed to be an advantage in match play. But what would you do then on par fours? Could you defer on par four?
Sure. Wait, okay. Actually, you can defer any time.
Right. For pace of play. For pace of play. Frequently.
See it happen all the time. Why is this guy not going first? Well, because he's overusing the restroom.
Right.
That stuff happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. But yeah, it's without the everything that surrounds that hole, it's not much. If that hole was plunked down somewhere else, people would, they just.
But I'm saying, so if you come up there in 17 and you're like, I have the honor. Jeff, I'm not ready. Do you mind going? You'd be like, no, it's your turn. Because you want to see what's going to happen.
Club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you have the advantage, even though I have the honor.
I understand.
Maybe I would miss a short putt. Just no.
No.
I'm just saying.
Back to the handicap thing again, huh?
Well, no, when you think about it, though, sometimes it's not an advantage to have the honor going first.
Oh, certainly on par threes, yes. On windy days, or in this, with the green really soft, and you're trying to see how the ball's going to react.
What if you ever played where you didn't want the honor, right? Every time you want the honor, right?
Yeah, you want to get it after the first green and just keep it the rest of the day, in theory.
But you
right?
can't tell me there hasn't been a par three you've come to your life and you've had the honor and be like, man, I wish I didn't have the honor here.
100,000
okay.
times.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
I guess that's more of my point.
Yeah, watching the wind blow and what club did they
like,
hit.
Like on 17, it's not an honor to have honors.
Yeah, I want to look in somebody's bag and see what they're swinging there and watch the ball react. And
I've stood on that tee box in the practice round and... David Lingberg said, go ahead and hit. And I'm like, well, we're not allowed to. Or I mean, I guess I could, but I don't want to get yelled at for doing it. But you stand on that tee, and let me tell you, it is intimidating with that stadium all around. You got the giant scoreboard back there. It's
the history, too, that hole.
I mean, it's all carry, the whole thing, which makes Ricky Fowler's performance in 17, I think it was 17, when he won, when he fired at that back right pin.
Yes.
There is nothing there. It is over the bunker.
And then he did it again in the playoffs.
Yes. I'm saying.
Essentially the same shot.
Incredibly bold shot.
If the water wasn't there or on a Sunday or on any other
golf course. The water is there. That's
I know the water
point.
Is there. Yeah,
the
but
point.
You just stuff it
the
in
water
there.
Wasn't there.
You wouldn't even worry about it. Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure and the crowds. And guess what? It's the biggest purse in golf, too. So, and it's easy to get a little heebie-jeebie over it with all that riding on that shot. That's
sure.
For sure.
And the 18th tee shot's not easy either, for
no,
sure.
No, that's a bacon strip, that fairway.
Yeah,
that's why everybody misses it right over that little cluster of trees.
Not me. I hooked it in the hazard.
That's why Bryson in the practice round, like taking it left to 9 fairway, was not a terrible play whatsoever.
But they didn't allow him to do
they
that.
They made right. an internal out of bounds, wisely.
Because they said it was for, and a lot of it was for safety, too, right? They didn't want other players,
well,
possibly
how,
spectators,
mean,
all that.
There's spectators over there.
Plus the pace of play would have been, everybody decided to do that.
Because he'd get relief because of the grandstands there. Yeah. It would be a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
It really would. Like Hovland at Riviera, he went to 17 off of 15 tee. Totally made sense when you see it. Only guy did it, but the angle into the green at 15, it totally made sense when he played it that way.
Time out here on Tee to Green. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap here in Niagara Falls in the One Niagara building. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment here. Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time now for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
Final segment here on Tee to Green. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls, and it is time for the Champions Tour Report. There's no official event this week on the PGA Tour Champions schedule. Last week, the Hoag Classic was won by Retief Goosen, 2-time U.S. Open champion. He won by 3 over K.J. Choi. So they'll be back next week. And we'll, of course, have our Champions Tour reports every week brought to you by Donald Ross. We're all sporting kind of some pullovers. Kev, you got the hoodie and the vest.
I got the new hoodie, man, let me tell you.
Jeff, you have the nice pullover as well, the button-up. Pullover.
They got some nice fashion over there at the Donald Ross. They make really, really nice clothing.
I agree. It's all very comfortable here. Hey, here at the Lynx Golf and Tap, you also can get your own merchandise as well. Speaking, they've got shirts, hats. You might need the winter hat today.
Putter covers.
Putter covers.
Head covers.
Nick Latempio had a pretty cool hat on. I know that he's got that red hoodie on, too, that I like.
Yeah, with the
track. You're not getting one, Brian. You can beg all you want.
was not a request for one.
Real quick.
Kevin asked for the Michelob Ultra sign.
He generously gave us one last time.
I need one of them.
I know. You're not getting the Mick Ultra sign either.
If you're a night owl and you can't sleep, you can watch the Honda LPGA Thailand event, which is going on. It's on golf from 10 to 3. Hmm. NBC Sports. So
if you're staying up late, there's some golf for you there.
Will Nelly Korda be competing? I like watching her play.
I'm trying to see if she's in. No, it's Nana Madsen is in the lead by one. Zizou Lin is one back along with Celine Boutier. Also one back. I'm looking to see if Nelly's on here. She's got to be, but not near the top. How's that?
Bummer. She's fun to watch play. She's a good golfer.
She is a very good golfer. Yeah. Before we go here, let's just get a couple of thoughts in on the players here. We haven't seen really enough golf to analyze. You know, Rahm is 3 under, DJ's 4 under, Koepka's 3 under, but some of these guys are still in their first round. So, I mean, it's really tough to say here what's going to go on here. The finishing holes here, Kev, everybody knows these last three holes, 16, 17, 18. You know, the 16th hole can be big swings. There can be an eagle putt. There also could be a double bogey. We all know the island hole can produce anything. And then, of course, a really tough 18th hole here. So
it doesn't favor any one shot type, shot shape. It doesn't favor left or right. That's the great thing about TPC Sawgrass.
Maybe 16 would favor a draw, but these guys might hit it far enough to hit it over those trees, right?
Yeah, they all pretty much can get there in two.
So I heard this point. I don't know who said it, but do you agree with it? They said there's never been a repeat champion at the Players. And they said because they think a big reason why is that it doesn't really fit like some, you know, like certain people like, oh, the Augusta fits this guy's game so
correct.
Well.
Yes.
So he has a chance to win it 2-3 years, you know, 2 years in a row.
Right. They're
like TPC Sawgrass, Kev, it just doesn't really favor anybody. So repeating,
right.
And of course the field, you've got essentially the top 100 there every year. That obviously makes it,
you've got to be on your game. And, you know, look who's – Tom Hoagie's been playing great this year. Scottie Scheffler, you know, somebody certainly to look at. Rory wouldn't surprise me. You know, Rahm, how far he carries the ball in wet conditions, you got to like that. Not mention they're going to play preferred lies. Yeah. Here, so
it's
that's
going to be juicy, spinny,
yes.
Muddy. It's going to be a slog.
Someone who can control the flight of their golf ball. That's what Justin Thomas, last year's champion, such a great short game player, wedge player. I mean, he's strong everywhere. That wouldn't shock me either.
So full golf today. They're hoping again by noon. We'll see if that changes. But they're going to play till dark today. They're going to play till dark tomorrow, and they're going to play on Monday too.
Just like your kids, play till dark.
That's right. That's when it was fun.
Yes.
First Players Championship since 1994, where Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods did not play. We know Tiger out, of course, still rehabbing, and we know Phil is taking a break. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, big thanks to Nick Latempio and the crew up here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. Kev, their new menu opens today.
Brian, the chef's not here right now, okay? So we're not getting the menu unless we hang out longer.
Mm-hmm. Nick, what was the burger again?
Except the track man.
They are. Nick's firing them up right now.
What was the burger you said I should be getting here?
No, it's a beef on whack, he said.
The Lynx burger and the beef on whack.
There's some beer, mac, and cheese.
Bacon, beer, mac, and cheese.
That's in your wheelhouse, Brian.
Okay. Is that available at 7:57 in the morning?
No, it's not. I told you, he's not here.
All right, all right. He's working. All right. He's not here to make me a burger.
You media guys. It's about the meals, I can tell.
No. You want to check out the Lynx Golf and Tap website?
The press box, they've cut down on the food for Brian this year.
They have.
Sabres.
That's right. LynxGolfandTap.com. Come on up. Say hello to Nick. He's got a great new facility here. Kev, I know you being here for the first time, you were impressed walking in.
Absolutely. Place is fantastic.
Yep. Really cool spot. Check it out, LynxGolfandTap.com. For Nick Latempio, the owner here, thank you, Nick, for having us. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. T to Green, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link as well at Brian WGR.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be at Lancaster Country Club next week. We'll talk to you next Saturday right here on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time now for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
Final segment here on Tee to Green. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls, and it is time for the Champions Tour Report. There's no official event this week on the PGA Tour Champions schedule. Last week, the Hoag Classic was won by Retief Goosen, two-time U.S. Open champion. He won by three over K.J. Choi. So they'll be back next week, and we'll, of course, have our Champions Tour reports every week, brought to you by Donald Ross. We're all sporting kind of some pullovers. Kev, you got the hoodie and the vest.
I got the new hoodie, man, let me tell you.
Jeff, you have the nice pullover as well, the button-up. Pullover.
They got some nice fashion over there at Donald Ross. They make really, really nice clothing.
I agree. It's all very comfortable here. Hey, here at the Lynx Golf and Tap, you also can get your own merchandise as well. Speaking, they've got shirts, hats. You might need the winter hat today.
Putter covers. Head covers.
Nick Latempio had a pretty cool hat on. I know that he's got that red hoodie on too that I like.
Yeah, with
the track. You're not getting one, Brian. You can beg all you want.
That was not a request for one.
Real quick,
Kevin asked for the Michelob Ultra sign.
He generously gave us one.
I need one of them.
I know. You're not getting the Mick Ultra sign either.
That's just right. If you're a night owl and you can't sleep, you can watch the Honda LPGA Thailand event, which is going on. It's on golf from 10 to 3 on NBC Sports. So
if you're staying up late, there's some golf for you there.
Will Nelly Korda be competing? I like watching her play.
I'm trying to see if she's in. No, it's Nana Madsen is in the lead by one. Zizhou Lin is one back, along with Celine Boutier, also one back. I'm looking to see if Nelly's on here. She's got to be, but not near the top. How's that?
Bummer. She's fun to watch play. She's a good golfer.
She is a very good golfer. Yeah.
Before we go here, let's just get a couple of thoughts in on the players here. We haven't seen really enough golf to analyze. You know, Rahm is 3 under, DJ is 4 under, Koepka is 3 under, but some of these guys are still in their first round. So, I mean, it's really tough to say here what's going to go on here. The finishing holes here, Kev, everybody knows these last three holes, 16, 17, 18. You know, the 16th hole can be big swings. There can be an eagle putt. There also could be a double bogey. We all know the island hole can produce anything. And then, of course, a really tough 18th hole here. So
it doesn't favor any one shot type, shot shape. It doesn't favor left or right. That's the great thing about TPC Sawgrass.
Maybe 16 would favor a draw, but these guys might hit it far enough to hit it over those trees, right?
Yeah, they all pretty much can get there in two.
So I heard this point. I don't know who said it, but do you agree with it? They said there's never been a repeat champion at the Players, and they said because they think a big reason why is that it doesn't really fit, like, so, you know, like certain people, like, oh, the Augusta fits this guy's game so well.
Yes.
So he has a chance to win it 2-3 years, you know, 2 years in a row.
Right.
They're like, TPC Sawgrass, Kev, there's, it just doesn't really favor anybody. So repeating, and of course the field, you've got essentially the top 100 there every year. That obviously makes it tough.
Yes,
to repeat.
Yeah, you've got to be on your game. And, you know, look who's, Tom Hoagie's been playing great this year. Scotty Scheffler. You know, somebody to certainly look at. Rory wouldn't surprise me. You know, Rahm, how far he carries the ball in wet conditions, you gotta like that. Not to mention, they're going to play preferred lies here. So
it's
that's going to
be juicy, spinny, muddy. It's going to be a slog.
Someone who can control the flight of their golf ball. That's why Justin Thomas, last year's champion, such a great short game player, wedge player. I mean, he's strong everywhere. That wouldn't shock me either.
So full golf today. They're hoping, again, by noon. We'll see if that changes. But they're going to play till dark today. They're going to play till dark tomorrow, and they're going to play on Monday, too.
Just like your kids. Play till dark.
That's right. That's when it was fun.
Yes.
First Players' Championship since 1994 where Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods did not play. We know Tiger out, of course, still rehabbing, and we know Phil is taking a break. So we'll leave it at that. Okay. Big thanks to Nick Latempio and the crew up here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. Kev, their new menu opens today.
The chef's not here right now, okay? So we're not getting the menu unless we hang out longer.
Uh-huh. Nick, what was the burger again?
Well, let's up the track man.
They are. Nick's firing them up right now.
What was the burger you said I should be getting here?
No, it's beef on whack, he said.
The Lynx burger and the beef on whack.
No, there's some beer, mac, and cheese.
Bacon, beer, mac, and cheese.
That's in your wheelhouse, Brian.
Okay. Is that available at 7:57 in the morning?
No, it's not. I told you, he's not here.
All right, all right. He's working. All right. He's not here to make me a burger.
You media guys. It's about the meals, I could tell.
No. You want to check out the Lynx Golf and Tap website?
The press box, they've cut down on the food for Brian this year.
They have.
The Sabres.
That's right. LynxGolfandTap.com. Come on up. Say hello to Nick. He's got a great new facility here. Kev, I know you being here for the first time, you were impressed walking in.
Absolutely. Place is fantastic.
Yep. Really cool spot. Check it out, LynxGolfandTap.com. For Nick Latempio, the owner here, thank you, Nick, for having us. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. T to Green, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link as well at Brian WGR. Thanks again for listening. We'll be at Lancaster Country Club next week. We'll talk to you next Saturday right here on T to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.